Look, we've had a lot of conversations about, I guess, people getting way too involved. And especially at the start of the week, we had a chat about gaming. Andrew Kinch joins us. He's a secondary school teacher. He is the well-being leader at Elwood College. And he is all about helping teens get away from their gaming addiction. Andrew, welcome.
Hi there. Thanks. Hi, Raph.
How common do you think it is for people to have an addiction to the point where it's damaging in some way?
Well, addiction's a pretty strong word. They haven't really settled on that word in the DSM, the Diagnostics Manual for Psychologists. But what I see in my experience is that it's pretty common that a lot of kids, and not just kids, a lot of adults, as you've heard from Jeff with all the statistics, is that there's a lot of overplaying happening. And so it is pretty common. But in terms of like the really high, the severe impact where you've got gamers playing for as many as you can count, almost, let's say 50, 60 hours a week, we know that there tends to be more the reasons why they're playing. That's what's more important.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. If they're playing for a reason because it's about a big lack or an absence or a problem in their life, that's when it is problematic. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying it's definitely more problematic in that case. But, I mean, the types of calls that I think you're getting are very much based on the amount of time that's being spent as well. And so while there's no research talking, at least that I know of, that's talking specifically about time, we know that there's an opportunity cost, isn't there? Like you're giving up all sorts of opportunities by spending too much time on the games.
So how do you get them off, Andrew? What do you do?
Oh, well, personally, I've been working on this project for a couple of years now. I do holiday programs. Currently, most of them are funded by Headspace, the National Mental Health Youth Initiative. And I do a four-day program. It's immersive. We do a bunch of activities to show other kinds of things that they can get involved with. I do a lot of educating. And then I do follow-up sessions weekly with the parents for about a month.
So what would your advice be to parents?
Advice to parents? Look, it's a pretty deep issue. Like, it goes quite deep in terms of figuring out what's going on. But here's some important things. One, it's really important to actually sit down and play with your child and have them become the expert and teach you what's going on so you can understand a bit of the nuance.
That's teach me how to play the game you love.
Very much so, yeah. Because there might be certain factors that you're not aware of that keep them on for a long period of time, and understanding that's really important for the conversation.
Well, that's a great suggestion. No one suggested that to me. That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah. The next thing I would do, though, is it may or may not be a problem. Like, there's definitely a stigma around games. And so I think it's important to test the self-regulation. And that's the aim of my program, is to develop or help to develop self-regulation. So you can do a 10-day challenge, which is no gaming. It's not about no screens. That's a separate but related issue. But no gaming and no YouTube watching about video games for 10 days. And it's got to be self-led, though, because if they want to play, you know, you let them and then you restart the challenge again. But it's about being able to put on the brakes yourself.
So what the challenge is to suggest to your child, try it for not for 10 days.
Yeah, exactly. And the idea there is you get information either way, don't you? So if they can't do that,
yes,
then you know that there's denial. And if they can, there's a benefit.
Put to you, Andrew, forgive me interrupting, but
that's all right.
You wouldn't be able to get a majority of teenagers to not look at their phone. You wouldn't be able to get 80% of teenagers to not look at their phone for 10 days. And I'd suggest to you, you wouldn't be able to get a majority of people in this country under 40 to not look at their phone for 10 days. That's the definition of infinite time to a lot of people.
Yep. For phones, I 100% agree, which is why I don't apply all of my strategies directly to just general device use. I mean specifically video games.
Games.
So using your console games, your PC games, and yeah, including mobile phone games, but again, just games in this case.
When they see you coming, Andrew, at Elwood College, you're the well-being leader.
That's right.
Do they run screaming because they know you're going to stop them doing the things they love?
They don't, and that's because I'm a gamer too. And so I tend to get very good buy-in once I start the conversation. I can talk their lingo, and it's really important to understand everything that they're doing, everything they're going through, and be able to relate. Otherwise, yes, they would go running. So it's an interesting fine line that I have to walk, where I need to be able to sort of educate parents a little bit more about games and educate the gamers as well on, like, how much is too much? Like, when is it actually getting to be no fun for you?
As in all things, as it has been forever, if you want to speak to someone about something, you need to speak their language, be they teenager or someone from another country.
That's right.
Andrew, good luck with it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Andrew Kinch there from Elwood College, getting yourself off screens, getting your kids off games.